Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. I'm your host to one of the few live music TV shows in the tri-state area. Today, I am so pleased to have Warpold Wine.
How you doing?
And we have here, as I look at my notes, Andrew Lippow, got it wrong, okay, on guitar, vocals, and songwriting. Mm-hmm. Why don't you introduce the rest of the guys?
Well, who we have on drums, we have Ian Carroll and Beck Berger on the organ and accordion.
And bass, yeah.
Of course.
All right. Now, you guys have recently released a record, am I correct?
That's true, in October.
In October, I'm holding it up. John's going to let me know when that's good enough. I'm going to turn it around. Now, this was before the sex change operation?
I believe it was. I could be wrong. But.
Okay. Good. We're just joking because there is a picture of a woman playing the drums on the album. And when I asked your drummer, he said, sex change. So. Okay.
I gravitate back and forth.
He's like a frog.
Yeah. Okay. So it was interesting. We were talking before, and I asked you, what image are you trying to project? And I liked your answer. So give it to me again.
What was my answer? Oh, it was that we're just a really tight, badass rock and roll folk rock band.
Okay, that's completely different from what you told me before, but that's fine.
What did I tell you before?
You didn't use the word badass in there.
That crucial part.
You said badass.
That's right. When we were taking the photos, I asked you, did you want it smiling or badass?
Of course.
And when you go to the website, theworkingmusician.com, and go to Working Musicians, you'll see the photo, and you draw your own conclusion. So you're the chief songwriter here. What are the topics you write about?
What do I like to write about? I like to write about heartache. I like to write about what's going on in my life, and I like to write topical songs on the record. There's a couple of them. I wrote them long time ago, but while, you know, we sent troops over to Iraq, there's some songs about that, and there's songs just about things I think about. Buying a motorcycle for my landlord when I lived in Europe, and trying to divide personalities and make characters in the songs.
Awesome. Now, what are some of the clubs people can see you at?
They can catch us. We play in New York City quite a bit. We play at Shrine, which is in Harlem. We play at the Sidewalk Cafe, which is in the East Village. You can catch us playing in Connecticut. You can just really go to our website, because we play all over at warpoldwine.com. We have all our gigs up there.
That's awesome. I try to post gigs that I've been playing on myspace.com, but their gig thing doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. So, but yours are on your regular website.
It's on our website, and it's also on our MySpace, too. We work them both.
Do you have a Facebook presence?
Yeah, we do the Facebook. We're all over the internet.
Right, that's good, because which do you prefer now, MySpace or Facebook?
I like MySpace because you can customize the website, and I don't really like the politics behind Facebook, so I'm going to put all my eggs into having the individual artist website. I think that's the best way to go.
All right. You ready to play some tunes for us?
Definitely.
Okay, you're going to grab a seat?
Yep.
This is a song called When Nina Stays.
I've waited so long, I've been so wrong, reading patterns in the stars, that I've come so far that
Yeah.
of your time as you service what you sell. And don't let on, it'll lead you straight to hell. You just get up in the morning and know that you're doing right.
You have another short one?
Not really. Not a short one.
Fine. Then let's go up. Can you hand him his chair? Can someone hand him his chair?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we run close to the bone here. You know, why don't you just move that out of the way a little bit? Face the mic out towards the wall. There you go. Beautiful. Perfect.
All right.
That sounded very nice.
Thank you.
I was trying to think of this album that I had from the 60s that had that very similar sound. Actually, it never made it to CD. But if I remember it walking around, I'll let you know.
You can only get it on vinyl, huh?
Yeah, and actually you couldn't even get it on vinyl. It was a European import. But you guys, you know, it's nice. You got a nice sound, something a little different. You know, I watch MTV Hits. I haven't seen anything like this in maybe 40 years, so.
Okay.
It's good.
Appreciate it.
How do you guys feel about it? Are you optimistic about your future? How's the record doing?
How's the record doing? The record's good. I mean, when we go to... Well, it's a good record. I'm not gonna, you know, I will toot my own horn here. I mean, I spent a long time producing it. Got some great musicians on it. There's 12 musicians on it from all around the world, from, you know, Slovenia, France, Portugal, Lebanon. Like, these guys, we all met together in Holland, and we made a record. My songs and it,
in Holland?
In the Netherlands, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I lived there for a year, and I just, you know, made it my playground a little bit, and met some great musicians, and willing enough to, you know, play these songs. And I knew Ian from, you know, high school, so and we've been playing a long time together.
And before the sex change.
Before the sex change, yes, yes. Well, he doesn't go by Ian anymore, but well, that's another thing. And Beck, I know, because he's a great session player from New York City. I met him at a jazz gig of a mutual friend of ours. And so, you know, it's just great to play with great musicians. You know, that's number one. The record is, you know, you can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Amazon. Go to the website. You can download it off the website. And it's everywhere. So just Google us and you'll find that record.
So, did you learn in Holland how to eat French fries with mayonnaise?
I can't eat them with anything without it, without that, you know? Yes, it's pretty bad.
Right. I remember the first time I went there, and it was like, wow, this is bizarre, but then I loved it.
Nah, it's great. It's good stuff.
So what brought you back from Holland?
What brought me back? Ran out of money. And so I came back because I can't find work. You know, it's great to be a musician there and you can find certain types of work, but you know, for an expatriate, it's more difficult and there's a lot of fees that you have to pay, you know, for visas and stuff. So I decided to come back to New York City and Westchester and continue.
Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the questions that I ask all of our guests. If you could take three albums with you to a desert island,
mm-hmm.
which would they be?
Okay, I have thought about this, so I can give them to you really quick. It's going to be an album called Full House by Wes Montgomery, and then probably Furnace Room Lullaby by great singer Nico Case, and probably the White Album, just because it's two Beatles albums.
Very cool. If I said you could bring 10, who else would you bring?
Oh, man. A Go-Go by John Scofield. Highway 61 Revisited by Bob Dylan. Geez, 10, I don't know. Moaning in the Moonlight, Howlin' Wolf. Jeez, man. Milk Eyed Mender, Joanna Newsom. Wowie Zowie, Pavement. I can go on.
Good. Well, it's interesting. It's interesting to me because
the piano sonatas, Beethoven.
it's always interesting to me what records people like and whether it comes out in their music or not. I don't hear all of that in your music, but maybe as you get on to the second and third album, maybe I'll hear a little more. Mm-hmm. So you're playing tomorrow night. Where are you playing?
Tomorrow night we're playing at Shrine. The Shrine World Music Venue in Harlem. It's on 7th Ave.
And what street?
What street is it on?
It's 130-something.
I think it's 134th and Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard.
Cool. Now, are you playing all originals?
Yes.
Are you playing alone? Do you have an opening act? Are you the opening act? Or how do they do it?
The way most clubs, these types of clubs in the city work is that they get about three to five bands to come in, and we each do an hour, and we each get a separate pay and separate tip bucket, and we all get to hang out. It's kind of fun. So we're probably going to be going, we're going on at 10 o'clock. So there's going to be bands from 7 o'clock to midnight. So we go on at 10.
Now, do they pay you according to how many people hand in tickets with your name, or...?
They pay us a cut of the bar. So if we get more people to drink alcohol, the more money we get.
Well, how do they know people are your fans drinking?
Oh, it's just it doesn't matter if it's our fans or not. Whatever the bar makes during us, we get a cut, yeah. Okay. And we get tips and pass the hat, so.
Okay, sounds awesome. Sounds awesome. Another question for you. Dream band. You're going to be playing Madison Square Garden. You could pick any musicians, living or dead. You could do multiple sets. Who are some of the players you'd bring up with you?
Definitely bring these two guys. I'd bring up...
We'll just turn their instruments off.
Dream band. You probably won't know anyone I'm talking about, but the rhythm, extra rhythm section would be Zakai Curtis on piano, his brother Lucas Curtis on bass. On percussion would be Ronaldo De Jesus. These guys are all very young musicians in New York. In the horn section would be Albert Rivera on saxophone, Nick Roseborough on trumpet. The backup singers would be my sister Allison, a good friend of mine, a German singer named Anna Tetsch. And I think that would be covered for the whole band.
Right, so the whole point of that, I didn't mean to diss you guys, the whole point of that question is to see which famous musicians inspired you. Everybody was local.
Everyone's local. Ah, man,
That's okay.
I would love to sing a duo with Nico Case. I would love if she came.
Now, did you grow up in New York?
Yeah, I did. New Rochelle, New York.
Okay, that's not far from here. Graduate high school there?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live now?
We all live in Brooklyn, actually.
Very interesting. There's a big scene going on in Brooklyn. Is that correct, or...?
There's a lot of good musicians who live in Brooklyn now. And, there's a lot of places to play, a lot of underground kind of illicit clubs that go on are a lot of fun. There's a lot of great places to play in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I used to play on Fifth Avenue, if I remember correctly.
Mm. Yeah.
I think the scariest thing was coming home from gigs, they were working on the bridges, and they switched the direction on the Manhattan Bridge. So you'd be driving, and you'd see a sign going wrong way, but it wasn't.
Right.
But you weren't sure.
Yeah. It's confusing right off the bridge.
Well, thanks so much, guys. I can't wait to get into more depth in part 2.
All right. Thanks, Roger.